115. Delinquents in the Snow. Published in Time and Tide, Volume 38, 7th of December, 1957, and reproduced in Undeceptions, 1971, and Christian Reunion, 1990. Voices off, outside the front door, annually remind us, usually at the most inconvenient moments, that the season of carols has come again. At my front door, they are, once every year, the voices of the local choir. On the 45 other annual occasions, they are those of boys or children who have not even tried to learn to sing or to memorize the words of the piece they are murdering. The instruments they play with real conviction are the doorbell and the knocker, and money is what they are after. I am pretty sure that some of them are the very same hooligans who trespass in my garden, rob my orchard, hack down my trees, and scream outside my windows, though everyone in the neighborhood knows that there is serious illness in my family. I am afraid I deal with them badly in the capacity of waits. I neither forgive like a Christian, nor turn the dog on them like an indignant householder. I pay the blackmail. I give, but give ungraciously, and make the worst of both worlds. It would be silly to publish this fact, more property for a confessor's ear, if I did not think that this smouldering resentment against which I win so many battles but never win the war was at present very widely shared by law-abiding people. And heaven knows many of them have better cause to feel it than I. I have not been driven to suicide like Mr. Pilgrim. I am not mourning for a raped and murdered daughter whose murderer will be kept, partly at my expense, in a mental hospital till he gets out.